What's happening, guys? Happy Tuesday. Hope your week's off to a great start. My week certainly is. I had a great conversation yesterday with my wife around finances, but I can tell you what, that's not the way it always was. Every time my wife and I would sit down to talk about finances, we followed, kind of like the Dave Ramsey idea of every week you sit down to talk about money. And each and every time we talked about money or something I wanted to buy or she wanted to buy, it turned into a huge fight. We even went as far as saying, okay, let's make finance conversations fun, right? And that was my thought. And I will open a bottle of wine and, kids will be in bed and we'll sit there and we'll talk about money. In fact, this was actually before we had kids. We would talk about money and we'd fight about it all the time. I thought, okay, why is she not trusting me around money? I'm very savvy. I've got the spreadsheets out. I've got everything going. I'm running Mint, .com is what I used at the time. And I've done everything. I set up something in QuickBooks, like financial software. I tried anything and everything I could think of. And in fact, I even bought a couple books on finance for couples. And she was listening to them. I was listening to them. She started reading about money. I was reading about money. But every time we came together, we fought. And we'd fight and fight and fight. And it was absolutely ridiculous. Then I figured it out. I figured out what was happening is when we were talking about our bank account, the problem was is the emotional bank account was empty. I hadn't made enough deposits into the emotional bank account. It had nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money. Money and finances were not the issue. Although whenever we talked about money, that's when the problems came out. That's really what exposed a lot of these issues. And the fights wouldn't happen around money. They would happen around stubbornness or other issues that would come about in a relationship. And it had nothing to do with it, right? So I had to start building the trust back in the relationship, right? My wife didn't trust me with the money, but she also just didn't trust me, right? She didn't trust me around other women. She didn't trust me at work. She just didn't trust me emotionally. And I hadn't put enough deposits in, right? And that's why we came up with the Live Like a King system and the Triad of Connection. Because until you actually make those emotional deposits into your spouse, into your wife, you're going to be bankrupt, right? It's like going to the bank, rolling in, and going, hey, can I take out $1,000 or £1,000, only to find the bank is saying, look, you haven't made a deposit here in years. Like, there's no way we're giving you money. Like, your wife is telling you the same thing, right? You're going in there, you're strutting in, and at least I was, and you're going to take a withdrawal, but there's been no deposits, right? We got to make regular deposits. There's systems on how to do this, too. It would make it easier for us guys. Right? Make sure you've gone through some of the intro trainings. You put a couple intro trainings in here, but it's really all about the triad of connection. You guys got to get that triad of connection down and make sure you're making those deposits. Because fast forward to today, no matter what I do, I could spend money any way I want to, do what I want to, travel where I want to, and I have my wife's complete trust, right? I just tell her, hey, look, I just bought, in fact, I just did this recently. I want to do cold water plunging, and I bought a whole system for it. It was no big deal. Right, I just bought a $1,000 chair. It doesn't matter. It's not about the money. It's about the trust that goes into being able to spend that money. And it's all emotional trust, guys, right? Again, all emotional trust. So I went from being anxious to talk about money and finances with my wife, and she was hiding money, I was hiding money, to actually being able to have these conversations and then have complete trust, right? So even yesterday, we were talking about where we're going to put our retirement. And when I say we talked about it, I just told her, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm moving our money from one account to another, and I'm going to reinvest it and rebalance our retirement fund. And she was literally like, cool, do you want some, I can't remember what it was something for dinner, but she's like, basically, do you want some more food? And I was like, yeah. That was the end of the conversation, right? Because there was complete trust, because I built that trust back up using the Triad Connection, right? I built that trust back up, and now the conversations were just effortless. They are just effortless. And the interesting thing about it, my wife spends less money, right? So we have more money. I don't spend less money. I probably spend more, to be honest. So, it's kind of funny. You look around, right? Everything's just seamless. You guys, you got to be making those deposits, right? We always think that the fights and divorces that are caused around money is about the money, and it's not, right? It's a mistake. Really, what's causing this is a lack of connection, lack of emotional connection. you know, a lot of you guys have talked about this, is you started doing just even the basic exercises that I've given you, and all of a sudden conversations are opening up. She's starting to trust you. She's saying, ah, there's the man. There you are, right? And some of you are getting a lot of pushback. You know, if you've been a jerk for 10 years, it's going to take a little while to come back from that. But you got to keep taking those steps, guys. You got to keep stepping into it. You know, if you want to learn more about the Triadic Connection, it's something we offer as a Triadic Connection workshop, right? Just put a message below, put Triad, and one of the guys will reach out for you. We still have a couple slots. This is the first time that Tim and I will be leading directly ourselves. No other coaches will be leading this ourselves. So if you want to take advantage of it, it's definitely not most likely going to be the last time. Just time's too impacted. I love this stuff, but I'm working with the guys in the Inner Circle and the Brotherhood, which is our bigger mastermind groups. You know, guys that have already been through the program. So put Triad in the below, and one of the guys that are alumni, so guys that have already been through the program, will reach out to you and just have a conversation, right? It's just too short. Go back to actually putting deposits in that bank account, right? And putting those in on a daily basis. So when you roll into the bank and you want to take a withdrawal, it's not a big deal, right? No problem. You know, it's just like a bank teller going, no problem, sir, here you go. Would you like large bills or small bills? And you just take out. You just take out what you need. All right, guys, make it an amazing week. If there's anything I can do for you, just let me know.